Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the newsroom to the nursery, we're juggling a demanding career on live TV with the demands of motherhood. I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
They are Anchor Moms.
Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of Anchor Moms, the podcast. Glad you're joining us this week. So our dear friend Katie here just got back from gallivanting across France.
I know.
Tell us all about it. I'm like living vicariously through you and your Instagram posts of you in Paris and on the Eiffel Tower.
We got back, more than a week ago now. It was fabulous.
Tell us everything. We have not been, people listening are not going to Paris right now without kids. So tell us everything.
So it's funny. Karen and I probably just spent the last like 30 minutes catching up. Just like catching up on life because we haven't seen each other. And then we were like, okay, we have to actually record here. So Paris was amazing. It was my birthday present from Brian. So I had been on the books for a really long time. I have wanted to go for forever.
You've never been.
I have never been. Mm-hmm. It was – so we went to – we flew into Paris and spent a couple of nights there. And then we went to Normandy, which is, of course, the north of Paris. We took the train, spent a couple of nights in a town called Bayeux, and we did, like, the Normandy coast and did some of the World War II stuff, and then came back to Paris and did a couple of nights there and then flew home. Amazing. The food was delicious. I'll have to say, my favorite part – I loved being in Paris, but my favorite part was getting outside of the city and seeing some of those – that Normandy area and seeing some of those cute, quintessential French towns. I felt – and this was, like, the most American thing you could possibly say, but I felt like I was in Beauty and the Beast, that town that Belle lives in.
You're, like, singing and reading books in the street.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ran into Gaston.
No, thank God. No Gaston. But it was just very beautiful. And honestly, if you've ever taken a trip like this, you come back and – it feels like a dream. Like now a week post, I'm kind of like, did that even really happen?
Yeah.
We did have dinner in the Eiffel Tower one night, and it was just – it was like an 8-course meal.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're like – so they only seat – like they have one seating. Like everybody's reservation starts at 7:30, and so you're there for hours. And it was sunset. It was beautiful.
It looked so pretty.
It was so – it was just so magical. And it kind of gave me this bug. Like I want to leave the country more often. I'm sure, Brian is, like, super excited about that because, you know, these trips ain't cheap. But it's just – sometimes it kind of reminds you of sort of how small your world can become when you're just kind of doing your thing and, like, taking care of your kids and going to work and, you know, traveling the same roads and going to the same restaurants. It sort of reminds you that there's a whole – other world out there beyond what you're living. And it's kind of wonderful, but also kind of like, I don't know, sobering at the same time to sort of realize that. So
Did you miss River or was it so great to like some downtime?
No. I was very nervous about leaving River because, as you know, if you've been listening to this podcast, she just started kindergarten and she was already having some separation anxiety issues. My mother-in-law, which was so sweet of her, flew in for the week and, our wonderful nanny took care of River too. But I was even nervous. We left on a Friday and I didn't even tell River till Tuesday night that we were leaving because I was worried she was going to have
the meltdown.
I had emailed her kindergarten teacher. She was fine. Like, can I tell you?
So fine.
She wouldn't even get on the phone to FaceTime me. She was like, what's up?
She's like, I'm good.
Yeah. But she did. It's so funny. Of course, everyone's like, what did you buy in Paris? I was like, trinkets for my kid. You know, like, how do you know you're like a hashtag mom life? All we bought were things forever. Yeah. But so now she knows what the Eiffel Tower is. And she said to us in the car this past weekend, like, hey, Mom, the next time you guys go to the Eiffel Tower, I want to go. And I was like, okay, girl, like, get ready, pack your bags, like, you can do it. Yeah. I'm hoping that River travels abroad. This is my plan, is I want her to travel abroad in college or maybe even high school, and I want to go visit her mm-hmm. at these places. Like, well, I want an excuse.
You know, I've been to Paris only because my sister traveled abroad
yes.
in college,
yes.
and I went with my parents.
See?
Yep. So, yeah, it does open up a lot of opportunities for yeah. travel when your kids do it. Yeah, I'm hoping. I don't know how we're going to pay for everybody to travel, study abroad,
yeah.
but that would be lovely, too. Yeah, if all of our kids did it. And we should coordinate so yeah. that, like, you know, they all go to different places. And then
right.
you could even be like, oh, Karen's kid's in Australia. Right. We're going to bop over and check on
them. I mean, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I
you
mean,
know,
I'm
sounds
already.
Sounds like a good travel itinerary.
So Brian turns 50 and.
Ooh.
2 years? 3 years?
Ooh,
what is
50.
That?
Ooh.
Yeah. And I'm already like, let's plan your birthday. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm already looking for an excuse for another big trip. So, I mean, stay tuned for that. I already have some ideas for that. So.
Well, I'm so glad it was a lovely trip. I was very jealous. There was one day where I was like, it was, you know, just kind of one of those rough days. And I was like, Katie's in Paris right now, and here I am, like, schlucking along, doing my thing.
It was – I do have to say this. If you have been watching – it's kind of been making news. Europe has been in a heat wave, like a tremendous heat
wave. I was going to ask about the weather. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was 100 degrees.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not – like, I'm not exaggerating.
Oof.
And, you know, I don't know if you know this. Most of Europe, like, air conditioning is
nothing.
Kind of a thing in
yeah.
some places, yeah. but for the most part, not really a thing. We stayed in one – when we went to – like the countryside of France, we stayed in one. It was like a bed and breakfast. It probably only had like 23 rooms. We stayed in the attic room with no
Ooh.
Air conditioning.
Eey.
It was rough. Yeah.
But at least you're, you know.
So I just
Europe
wanted to know when you were looking at my Instagram, right?
Yeah.
There were some moments that were not
as
spectacular
quite
as they could have been.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Yeah.
All right. Let's kick us off.
Kick off
these articles.
So I assigned this one to myself, Karen, because I was not – you are not a pop culture person, and I didn't know. I was, like, worried if I gave you this article that you would know who they are.
Well,
this,
you know what my first note is? I didn't know who these people were
stop.
Before I read this article.
No.
Well, once I read it, I realized who one of them was. But anyway,
okay.
talk
so
about
this. So this is – if you're if you haven't been living under a rock like Karen, you know that Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner are getting a divorce. Joe Jonas of the Jonas Brothers.
So I know the Jonas Brothers. Who
okay.
is Sophie Turner? Is
Sophie
she
Turner was
too?
In Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Blonde.
Okay.
She's
I've
like
never
the queen
seen
of the
Game of Thrones.
Okay.
But okay. She's
okay.
an actress.
She's
okay.
an actress.
Okay. Got it.
An English actress, if you will. Anyway, they are all over Instagram. The Jonas Brothers just started this big tour. So if you follow them, either of them, they've been posting all over Instagram. And, of course, they are getting a divorce. And the news, before they even filed for divorce, the news was all over Instagram that Joe Jonas had retained this divorce attorney. And it has gotten very ugly. So the title of this article, this is from HuffPost. No, Joe Jonas does not deserve a gold star for parenting his and Sophie Turner's kids while she works in England. Amid reports that Joe and Sophie have split, sources said that he has been caring for their children pretty much all of the time, in quotations. But would that even have been mentioned if it was Sophie? So people are really upset because Sophie Turner has gotten a lot of blowback here.
Mm-hmm.
Because she is apparently shooting a series over in England. Joe Jonas is on this tour. And people on social media have been like, and Joe Jonas has been taking care of the kids. And it's like, wait a second, a total double standard,
right?
They are his children. And people are saying, but like, wait, Sophie Turner, she's working. She's shooting a series over in England. It's not like she's over there partying. And the point of this article is like, if it were the opposite,
mm-hmm.
if Sophie...
No one would say anything.
Right. If Sophie Turner was watching, taking care of the kids over in England, it's just like a foregone conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
No, I totally agree with this. I think it's ridiculous that it's like...
Ridiculous.
Yay for him stepping up. No, they're your kids.
Yeah.
You're both working.
Right.
You should split. Like, he should take them some and she should take them some.
Right.
Done. Yeah. End of story.
And so it's interesting because this has kind of been unfolding over the last couple of weeks. So before we recorded today, I did a little Google search because I was like, what is like the latest
yeah.
on this? And now he is getting some blowback from people because the theory is that he sort of leaked this story that he's sort of controlling the narrative in regards to this divorce.
I could see that.
And people are more sensitive, you know, after the Britney Spears debacle of, you know, women just getting such bad publicity over sort of stereotypical things. People are like, is Joe Jonas sort of responsible for some of this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let me talk about just real quick before we move on.
Oh.
And even bigger news.
Oh. Okay.
You mentioned the Jonas Brothers possibly going on tour.
Are you going to go to the? Are you going?
No. I'm not young enough to like.
I'm totally
the Jonas
wondering
Brothers.
Where this is going.
But do you know who might be touring?
NSYNC.
Uh huh.
Were you an NSYNCer?
Oh my goodness! Really? Was I an NSYNCer? Yeah, I saw them, I think, 6 times.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
And your parents allowed this?
Mm-hmm.
This feels like something that
my best friend in high school and I were obsessed.
Really?
So
who
I
was
just
your,
have
who
to
was
drop
your boy?
This in. Oh, Justin, of course.
Oh, of course. Okay.
I joke. I am not exaggerating that I've probably signed Karen Timberlake more than I've signed my actual
last name.
Married name. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I practiced that. I got it. I had a very good Karen Timberlake signature. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, just when you said touring again,
yeah.
I had to bring up
that
kind
you were
of
excited.
Breaking news.
Would you go see them?
I know. It's funny. Somebody, you've probably seen the memes floating around, but it's like, you know, if you were born in a year that started with one.
Yeah.
Then, like, you get to go to the NSYNC reunion tour.
Yeah.
And, like, all you... to something
yeah,
years, like step aside.
Yeah.
This is not your place. You've got your people, but like the NSYNC crew
needs
belongs
to,
this generation.
So can I just tell you, I'm born in 83. I am proud to say that I was not
a boy band
person. My sister did see Backstreet Boys.
Mm-hmm,
I do remember that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She's a year or two younger than me. But I was very immune to that, which is very surprising given my
pop culture.
Yeah.
My sister was into New Kids on the Block.
Oh, yeah.
New Kids on the Block.
Oh,
yes,
yeah. New Kids into the Block.
Whatever that one was. New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was really, really big into NSYNC. I touched Joey's hand at a concert one time.
Oh, my gosh.
I got lots of NSYNC stories. Anyway, we can move on. This is not anything to do
I
with
mean,
Anchor
I feel
Moms,
like we should do a whole podcast on this. Because I'll bet there's a lot of people listening who were – is there a term for people who loved NSYNC? Like, are you a sinker, an NSYNCer?
I don't know. But I think if you were born in that 80 to 85 range, if you're 40-ish –
You guys
are hearing me right now. I mean, some of my friends from high school still, like, text me all the memes about JT and NSYNC. Yeah.
And now, are you a fan of JT's more recent music?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I also saw JT live.
Oh.
With my husband.
Wow.
In Chicago with some
friends. I hope Greg was not too jealous.
He was with, he was performing with somebody, and I can't remember who it was now.
I kind of feel like Justin Timberlake to me now is just kind of like
Ludacris
old.
Or something? Could he have performed with him?
Maybe. That sounds about right. Same era.
You think JT's old?
Yeah.
Well,
like,
then
I
we're
just feel
old.
Like he's, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like he's kind of...
Past his prime?
Kind of.
I don't know. I was...
I'm
not ashamed that I was an NSYNC fan because... JT is an amazing artist. Like, he's still relevant today. You know?
Okay, you heard it here first. Justin Timberlake is an amazing artist, you guys.
All right, let's move on to...
like a part of you. I didn't know this. This is like a part of you that I'm learning about you.
Mom's the word.
Let's move on to less exciting things.
Yeah, let's do it.
My mom's this week is not nearly as exciting as possibly seeing NSYNC and tour at age 41.
Yeah.
So I, you know, our two girls, we're realizing both have terrible hair, unfortunately.
Mm, been there, done that.
Yeah. Mine is really thin, and Bennett got my thin hair. Ellery's is thicker. She fortunately got some of Gregory's genes, I think. But regardless, as you know, girls hate getting their hair brushed. Anyway, so we've been trying different detanglers, and we really like this Honest Company. It's just called Honest Company Hair Detangler from Amazon. It's less than $10, and it's a kind of small bottle, but I don't know if this is why it smells really good.
Yeah,
and for
helpful.
Some reason, our girls are like, oh, it smells good. Okay, you can spray it on my head. And I feel like it works really well, and we're bad about – You're good at this because I've seen you at the pool. You're good about like combing out right after.
Yes, because if I don't, you know, River has fine hair and curly.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so we don't have the curls.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're just too crazy sometimes to like get through the combing at night. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those where you can wake up in the morning and spray and get
through
it.
Hold on a second. Your girls, like if they take a bath or shower at night, they don't comb out their hair?
I mean, we should and we try to, but there have been times when it does not happen.
Wow. Yeah.
It's not good.
I mean, okay, I think just, River, we'd have to shave her head in the morning.
Yeah, no.
That's
I mean,
how
we
bad
can
it
get
is
through it. Yeah. I mean, ideally we do it at night. I'm just saying it doesn't always,
okay,
it's
good.
The state of our
Honest
life.
Honest Company. But. I like a lot of their stuff. A lot of their like baby toddler line stuff
mm-hmm.
I like.
Yeah. All right, the next article, Be Happy, Marriage Matters More Than Career. So this is interesting. It's mm-hmm. talking about they did a survey and talked to a lot of young people.
This is from the New York Times, by the way. It's
oh, yeah.
An
sorry,
column,
sorry. Yes.
But yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
They talked to a lot of young people about their careers, and a lot of them said they're just not really sure where marriage fits in, mm-hmm. that they were, like, obviously thinking about their career. And I will say, even for me, I always knew I was going to get married, but, you know, I also think, yeah, it wasn't one of those things, because you just don't know who you're going to marry until you meet that person, right? So you can't, like, plan for it.
Right. But some people do, I think.
Maybe. I didn't. But I knew I wanted to get married.
Yeah.
And I knew kind of some traits that
like,
I wanted in my
husband.
Didn't
you have, like, a list?
I did have a list, yes. So I guess maybe I did. But, you know, you do spend a lot of time thinking about in high school and college, what do I want to be when I grow up? What do I want to study? What do I want to do? So this says that 75% of people that they talked to said that making a good living was important. Mm-hmm. 32% said having a good marriage was mm-hmm. important. So that just kind of shows most people that they talked to really focused on the career, making good money, having a successful job, versus only a third of people saying that a good marriage was important.
I highlighted this because I thought this broke it down very nicely. The common operating assumption seems to be that professional life is at the core of life and that marriage would be something nice to add on mm-hmm. top sometime down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had another line that said, your job is more the cornerstone and the marriage is the capstone.
Right.
Which I was like, huh, okay. So, yeah, I think for a lot of people now, it's just not top of mind is what this article is saying. And that the person, the author of this article was saying his advice would be, or her advice would be, to stress less about the career and more about the marriage. Mm-hmm. And then it goes into this whole section about how research shows that married people are happier. You know, and I
if
think
you're
that's
in a
true.
Happy marriage,
right.
you are happier. But if you right. are in a unhappy marriage, you are significantly more unhappy than people who
are single.
Who are single.
Right.
Yeah. So in other words, like the marriage and the state of your marriage matters hugely in your
mm-hmm.
life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But and the other point it made, which Katie and I have talked about this too, you know, your careers can change. Your job can change.
Yeah, that's
my husband
what I
just
down.
Switched career yeah. paths, you know, and I feel like that's something that you can change way more easily, obviously, than a marriage.
You can switch jobs, but not really spouses, or you can switch
right.
spouses,
but let's not do that.
But it's like a lot more complicated and expensive, and
yeah.
you know, a lot of emotions.
So I think,
tied
I think
there.
There's yeah. a lot to this. I think it's kind of sad, honestly, that so many people are just focusing on their jobs and not marriage. Because
I'm not surprised. I feel like that's how I was. I mean, a single mom over here who worked two jobs. I feel like that's how I was brought up.
Raised,
I was like,
yeah.
once I like find a career that's fulfilling, then like everything else will fall into place.
I do feel like there's some of that. I do feel like
what?
There's
like, right,
it's like
yeah.
just the order of things,
yes.
right? People aren't getting married first, but I don't think that's necessarily what they're talking about here. I think they're saying more, don't stress as much about your job, stress more about who you're going to marry.
Or yes, invest
right?
more time.
Right.
My strong advice, again, this is a guy, it's an opinion column, but he has some stats to back this up, some research. My strong advice is to obsess less about your career and to
mm-hmm,
think a lot more
mm-hmm.
about marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Please respect the truism that if you have a great career and a crappy marriage, you will be unhappy. But if you have a great marriage and a crappy career, you will be happy or you
mm-hmm,
could be happy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which kind of blows my mind because I feel like I spend so much time, I'll be honest with you. Maybe this is this just journalism? Because I do feel like not everybody has a career that's like the end all be all. But maybe when you're in like TV news, It's like you've sacrificed so much of your life and time and holidays and family. Like, what? How could you not be, like, sort of obsessed with your career?
Yeah, right? I definitely think that. And I think that,
like, how
for
could you
us,
not be? Why would you do it if you weren't? You Why know, would you do this job if you weren't?
Right, right. I think there's two things. I think we're in a business where you do have to really sacrifice a lot in the beginning to make it. You have to move cities. You have to work terrible shifts. So you do feel like you've got a lot of, invested in your career. I think the other thing is because we are on TV and have that identity.
Yeah.
Right? I think that's another part of it, too.
Absolutely.
We feel a lot of pressure that people know us,
recognize
us.
It's less about a job, and it's like, I mean, I've always
said
this.
This is your identity.
This is like my calling. I have felt for a very long time that this job is like not a career, but like something, especially to have done it this long.
Right,
it's like a calling. So giving it up feels like a big, giving up a big part of myself, right? And even, I mean, I don't care what you say, like even now we're 40, and you and I just had a conversation before we hit record about holiday schedules. Like, we're still sacrificing. I mean, it's not a given that we're going to have off Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. In fact, both of us will end up working
one of those.
Mm-hmm. And most people, unless you're like a nurse or a doctor, which I would argue are also careers that you only do it if you love it. Like, it's very similar.
By the age of 40, you do not have to work a holiday.
Yes. Like, you're not working holidays. Ryan's not working holidays. Like, Gregory's not working holidays.
Now, since he's
switched
careers.
But when he was in, like, the health Like, it's one of those jobs that this isn't just a job that you, like, come and check in and check out.
Right, right.
So, I don't know.
I think bottom line is I think that this is a good point. That
I think it's
let's
something
focus
we should
on
all
the bigger
think
picture.
About. Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, I always click on those stories. I don't know if you do. I always click on those stories that are like, woman celebrates 105th birthday. Here's her advice. I always click on
those.
And
what do they say?
Because I'm always like, what are these old people saying that I need to be focusing on? And they always say, don't work too hard.
Yeah. Or like
No one remembers, you know, what you did at work or why are you killing yourself for your job? Your kids are what matters, your spouse.
Right. On your deathbed, nobody ever looks back and says, I
wish
I would have
worked more. Yes.
Oh, maybe we need to listen more to these articles.
Right. This is our official 2 weeks notice.
Yeah. On that note, is this me? Yeah.
Yes.
This one's from Scary Mommy, and the title, does everyone have a million piles in their house, or is it just me, and why does it fall to the mom to put everything away? So this woman, she talks about she is not a neat freak by any means, and she does expect a mess in a small house with six people, but she talks about how she has, like, there's, like, piles of clothes in her kids' rooms, there's piles of toys, there's piles of kids' school projects, she puts stuff on the steps. We don't have, I mean, I live in a rancher, so I'm so glad that this doesn't happen to me. We have a basement. We will throw things down our steps.
Oh, same.
That, like, need to go downstairs. Mm-hmm. Like, our recycling is downstairs. Like, you know, so that's funny. Like, at the landing in the basement, you'll find, like, all the stuff. But anyway, she talks about, like, the clutter on the stairs for stuff. You know, you'll put laundry on the stairs with the expectation that people will take it upstairs, and they don't.
And I don't know. I don't know how old this person's kids are. I do think I'm hopeful that someday it will get better, right? Like, someday our kids will be able to chip in more. And we're trying to get our kids to chip in now.
Yeah.
But I totally agree with this. I feel like I almost had, like, a mini meltdown the other day because I just looked around the house and thought, these drawers need to be cleaned out. There's these piles of papers that need to be gone through. There's this pile of work stuff for me that I need to organize better. There are so many piles. And I'm bad about, okay, the cleaning lady's coming once a month. Like, I'll, like, sweep them up and put them in this place, but then I'm never going to go back to that place and go through them. My big takeaway from this article and just kind of in life, I feel like you've got to do it right away or else it's just not going to get done.
Yeah.
And it's got – like, I literally last night – put a big pile of the kids' schoolwork from last year, right, that came home, whatever, in June that I still haven't gone through, and I just was trying to find a place for it, and I was like, let me just stick it in the piano bench.
Yeah.
Why
now it's in
why
the piano
do
bench.
I have their textbooks from first and second grade in my piano bench?
Well, you know, I will just say this. I, like, Brian gets annoyed with me because I, like, throw everything away. Like, I just am like, I don't care.
You need to come to my house.
I can't do piles. Like, piles of anything. Like, has it been sitting there for, like, Has it been sitting there for a couple of days? Garbage. Or...
Wow. What about, are you nervous you're going to throw away
something? Yes, he yells at me all the time. He's like, where is that? Whatever. And I'm like, listen, you opened that bill. And then Brian, if you're listening, I love you. But Brian has an office in our house, a whole room dedicated to him.
True.
And he is, for a man, I consider to be, he's like pretty tidy and together. But he will do things like open bills and just leave them on the dining room table. And I'm like, sir, you have a whole office like dedicated to that kind of stuff. Like, could you please remove that and put that on your desk in your office? Like, why that does not belong on like the dining room table? Mm-hmm. Like, River schoolwork. Like, I'm like, Like, it's gotten so bad that our nanny will sometimes take things from our home that she thinks is like that I will want later. That she's worried that I'm going to throw away and be like, I'm saving that for you. So I don't know. Like, someday she's
someone intervening.
Yes,
and like
she's gonna like hand me some basket or some like I don't know.
Here's all the important papers.
She's
from
like,
River's
this
life.
Is like important stuff that you know. Like I'm
you
like
would have thrown
gone,
away.
Gone. Get it out of here. I know.
Can
Sorry.
You come live with me for a week?
Trust me. And even then, even as I say this, I'm thinking about areas of our house where I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to really, like, get in there and do something, you know?
Wow. All right.
I don't think it's a good thing. I just, you're saying
I
it
do.
Like. No, I mean, because some things are worth saving, my friend. And sometimes, like, the, you know, the OCD-ness just sort of takes over and I'm like slowly ruining our lives.
So we do have one big bin under each kid's bed of what I consider important things.
Yeah.
So I will find a thing if I'm able at the moment
yeah.
and find a thing, I'll go put it under their bed and in their bin.
But what happens when that bin gets full?
I don't know. We're not there yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess, but then I'm like, shoot, am I just going to be keeping this for the next 18 years and then be like, here's your bin of
No, and nobody
artwork.
Wants that. Nobody. That's what I'm saying is like, do you think River is really going to care about that? Like of the 425 things that she's done in kindergarten, do you think that she's really going to care about that? Like one worksheet? She's not. She's going to be like me.
I'm throwing away the textbooks when I get home.
Yeah.
Cleaning out the piano bench.
Like, sometimes people need, like, it's okay. I'm looking at you right now and saying, like, it's okay to throw it away. It's just okay to, like, throw it away. I mean, don't waste it. If you have a recycling bin,
put it
in a
recycling. Obviously, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? But, like.
We're not terrible people over here, Katie.
Sometimes people just need that release. Like, it's okay
yeah,
to just get
just
rid
let
of it.
Go. Yeah.
You're
no,
welcome.
I think you're right. Okay, so was that your win that you?
No, I mean, I don't even, like I said, right now, Brian is listening to this and he's already hit pause and he's calling me because he's so annoyed with me right now. So I trust me, you do not want to live like
Sorry,
me.
Sorry, Brian.
You don't want to live like me.
Win of the week.
Okay, so I got a win and it's, we went to the fair on Saturday.
Karen, I thought you were going to say you went to Paris. I was like, well, that's
No,
also
I did go
a win.
To Paris. Yeah.
Your win is the fair over Paris?
Yeah, I mean,
wow. Okay.
You know,
all
there's
right.
only, yeah,
okay.
there's only, like, we have to talk about a couple of different things here.
Okay.
So the fair, the fair
you
was here.
The fair.
In Asheville. I had not been in a very long, like, the last time I had been at the fair was
pre-COVID.
When I was, oh gosh, no, like, I was a weekend reporter
oh,
reporting
wow.
on the fair, like 2010.
Wow. Okay. So it had been a minute.
Yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because why would you, if you don't have, like, children who are interested in going to the fair, surely you do not go.
Well, just make sure that River does not tell my children next time she sees them that she went
oh,
to the
she
fair.
Probably will because she, like, this morning she was like, so can we
when
go to the,
going
fair
back to the fair
after school today? I was like,
no.
Fair's gone, girl. Anyway, we went to the fair and Karen texted me. You had texted me about something else and I was like, we're actually, like, at the fair. And you were like, oh, like,
I was like, you are so brave.
Wow. Wow. It was everything I thought it was going to be. River had the time of her life.
The best time ever.
The
now
time
I feel
of
bad
her
I didn't
life.
Take my kids.
I mean, let me just tell you this. Girl, we went to Hershey Park, which is like this huge amusement park in Pennsylvania this summer. We went to Dollywood this summer. Mm-hmm. River was fairly uninterested in riding all of the rides. Like, would ride a ride here or there, but, like, was not interested. At the fair. Where
everything.
That are, you know, rides that are just set up 2 days ago, temporarily, maybe a little bit of a danger risk. She was all over the rides at the fair, which I was like, oh, good.
Because they're less safe. Okay, this is twofold why I did not take my children to the fair. Now I feel bad. Glad you had a good time, though.
Yeah.
Tickets
were free from work, by
right.
the way.
Yeah. So,
like,
we
that's
had
even
free
worse.
Tickets. It is. But I also, though, you know, we're still, like, Sam Knapp's. Like, and the fair is,
yeah.
not to complain, but, like, a little bit of a drive from
it
where
is.
We live.
It is. We live in North Asheville. The fair
so
is in
it
South
would,
Asheville.
Like, we had, sorry, it just, like, wasn't going to fit in, right? And it was going to be such a big commitment, and Sam skipping a nap. I just was like, I just
no,
don't
I think
I
do
can
the right
do
thing.
It.
Yeah.
And Gregory was like, oh, they're going to eat nasty food.
Yeah.
and we're gonna like stay too long. Yep. And they're gonna be tired. Yep. And have a meltdown.
All
like,
of that.
I
happened.
Just don't think we can all do it. I just don't think. And I felt bad, but he was like, you know, are they gonna know that we had free tickets to the fair and we didn't take them?
Well, now they might know if they listen to this.
Yeah. Don't tell them. So I just, it is kind of a big commitment. Maybe we'll go next year when we don't have to worry about naps.
We went at like, I don't know, 12 noon, mm-hmm. 12:30. And I thought we'd be there for 2 hours. We left at like 5 o'clock.
Oof.
Like, it was a lot.
Also, I was seeing some videos from there. Some of those rides looked really scary.
Yeah. No, she rode, you know.
I know she didn't do the big kid
rides. They were like age appropriate rides, but I just found it very interesting.
I get nervous.
Well, yes, and I don't want to say too much because I don't want to insult the fair people who put these rides together.
Lovely, and I'm sure
you do everything right. But yes. But it was hard to, like, say, we brought you here, and now you're not allowed.
Oh, sure. And
what are you going to do?
And I think the little kid rides. I mean, she's not, like, going into the air.
Some of them, like, were going up and down. Yeah, I mean, it was fine. We ate a bunch of junk. I had a funnel cake. So good. And I had some sort of, like, peach cobbler.
Oh.
Very good.
Mm,
and
interesting.
And chicken. Brian had chicken with cornflakes.
Like
or something.
Oh. Oh, my.
Yeah.
All right, well.
That's my win.
Congrats on going to the fair. Sounds amazing. I will say, like, I think I texted you, like, you're a better mom than me. I just couldn't do it.
Well.
I couldn't pull the trigger. Whew. Maybe next year. But now that I know the river had so much fun, maybe we'll go next year. All right. Hope you get a chance to go to the fair in your neck of the woods.
In your hometown.
And have a great week, folks.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening.